chapter 15, starting with verse 11, the story of the prodigal son. Let's read. And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, forgive me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything he had, there was a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robes, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us celebrate, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and he began to celebrate. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Pray that our hearts will be softened to receive what you have to say to us, that our perspective of who you are as a father will change if we've just had an unhealthy perspective, a wrong perspective that does not align to your word. Or if it's a reminder to us, that let it be a reminder that stirs up our heart for you, oh God. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And so this is, for me, one of my favorite stories in Scripture, the prodigal son. And there's so many parts that are unique to this story. But I kind of just wanted to focus more on the welcoming home of the son, because for me, it's something that has shaped my theology. It's shaped the way I view welcoming people as well. And so when we look at this story and we're looking at the father's response, I think it's something that catches a lot of people from that time, that it catches people from that time off guard in terms of how the father responds. And so it's not the typical response of a father that they would have been used to in terms of welcoming someone who had just taken their inheritance and had just wasted everything away. But there's something unique about the father's response in terms of how the father welcomes the son home, in terms of how the sins of the son is forgiven, and how his identity and his worth is restored as well. And these are all things that God does to us in our lives. And so when I think about welcoming in terms of how this could apply into our lives, I know we've been talking about recruiting people for welcoming, but I think that sometimes it's an easy way of handing things off to people to do. I think there's a specific part of the ministry that's what people do specifically. But I think as a church, it's something that we should be welcoming as well. And so hopefully this helps us out in terms of being a welcoming people when people come in through those doors and are coming to church on a Sunday and are coming to SP. And I'll share maybe one or two stories. The first story is one story that for me made me feel unwelcomed. And so I remember I was meeting a family friend for I forget what it was. I think it was for wedding. I think it was actually for our wedding planning. And so I went into the hotel, and And I was dressed kind of the way I am. This is probably the way I dress most of the time. So if I walk anywhere fancy, they'd most likely think this guy's lost or he probably just doesn't belong here. So that's the way I get treated. And so I walked into the place and I remember the lady looked at me and she's like, okay, I'm not going to help this guy. This guy's probably just here for the free aircon, right? Hong Kong, I think people do that anyway. They just go inside places for the free aircon. And so she kind of just ignored me. But I think in that moment, I just felt like this sense of like, ouch. Of just kind of, because when someone sees you and doesn't even acknowledge you, it almost seems like they're seeing through you like you're not even there. And so that made me feel just like, Oh, that's it. If I wasn't secure in myself, you know, that'd be very unwelcoming of this place. You know, where do I write a review? But just kidding. But it can make you feel just like, oh, I don't belong here. That's the first thing. When I think about that moment, I think about one of just how it made me feel. The other thing is it made me feel that, oh, I don't belong here. Okay, so that's one story of just how you welcome someone into a place shapes in terms of how they may feel about themselves and whether they feel that they belong in that place. Okay. Next story is about a youth that one day gave me an encouragement. But unfortunately, gave me the encouragement after the year was over. But one of the things I would do at youth, because the youth would come into the sanctuary, and then I was always at the door just waiting. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna welcome every youth as the moment they walk in. So they'd walk in and be like, hey, I'd be super excited to see them because I was excited for them to see. How's it going? And obviously, if you ever work with youth, some youth will match that energy. Other youth will just make you feel like, yeah, what's up, man? And just walk like they're too cool to acknowledge the energy. And so, but every Friday I'd be faithful. I'd be like, hey, how's it going? I'm so happy. And then if I knew their name, then I would just acknowledge, say their name. If something they told me last week, I'd follow up. I'd be like, hey, how's this going on? And so forth. And so sometimes I feel like, and why am I doing this? You know, it would feel discouraging. And then, but at the end of that year, one of the youth came up to me and said, hey, I just want to tell you that you being at the door every Friday made a difference in my life. I'm like, what? And she's like, there'd be days when I just felt, just because of how it's happening at home or at school, I felt very low. But knowing that you were going to be at the door and that someone was going to be excited to see me made me want to come to youth group every Friday. I was like, all right, I got to keep doing this. I got to show up with the same energy every Friday. Again, it communicates worth and belonging. And so as a church, when we're welcoming people as a whole, are we communicating, hey, God loves you, which communicates worth, and that you belong in this place? Because that's the way the Father welcomes the Son home. You know, the Father sees the Son from far away, and the Father runs to him. And I think this also shaped the way I view people in terms of the way they come to church. And that's why I'm slow to jump to judgment in terms of why people are late or why they didn't come, because I may not know necessarily what is happening in their lives. You know, when I see the parent that is struggling, running in, like, I don't know if, like, man, I've had a crazy morning, and if I'm there in the morning, he's like, hey, why are you late? You don't know what it took me to get here. Me getting just to this place, yes, late, but me getting to this place was a victory in itself. And so for me, that changed the way I welcome people in terms of the way I see people, is that I don't know what people are, when they're walking through these doors, I don't know what their week would have looked like. I don't know what they're bringing into the service and what they're bringing to God that morning. But what I know is that God wants to meet them right where they're at. And so for me, it's not to judge them, but just to welcome them and to let them know that, hey, you belong here in this place and that God's going to meet you in this place as well. And so all of that is just shaped by this story of the Father welcoming the Son home. And so I hope that in some way this shapes the way we welcome people, whether it be in ministries that we lead, or we don't even have to lead the ministries, but ministries that we're a part of, that we would communicate to others that, hey, you're welcomed here, you're of worth. Because that, the son, when the son is returning home to the father, what does he say? He's like, I'm not even worthy to be called your son. And so people sometimes walk through that door and they don't feel worthy enough to even be in this place sometimes, or to even have a relationship with God. And the first person they kind of meet and encounter along the way is us. And so that's why even the 1 minute greet that we do is so important to us, is so important as well, because it communicates that if you're here for this first time and no one, I know, depending on personality, I'll let that go. Depending on personality, some people will be like, please, no one talk to me. Please, no one talk to me. I just want to make it through without anyone seeing me. But for the most part, I think people want to be seen. People want to be acknowledged and at least know that they belong in this place. And so that's what the Father does. His son is coming home and he says, oh, I'm going to give him the speech of a lifetime now. This is my moment now as a father to say, where have you been? I told you. This is my I told you speech. But the father doesn't do that. The father runs to him. He doesn't even wait for his son to come. The father runs to him. The father embraces him and kisses him. And the son says, I'm not even worthy to be called your son, but the father restores his identity as a son. And so all of that is part of how we welcome people into church on a Sunday, or even our house church as well. When someone comes in for the first time, are we communicating, hey, you belong here and that you are worthy to be a son or a daughter of God as well. So as we go into a time of worship, of just meditating on the father's response here to his son, is a response that he sees his son, he runs and embraces his son, and he restores his son's identity, is a demonstration of the father's compassion. So his compassion, it's the feeling of being compassionate, but it's the feeling as well that moves into doing something with that compassion. And we see the father's restoration in the life of his son, that his sins are forgiven, his identity is restored, and his shame and guilt are broken off. So as we go into a time of worship, this is all that the Father does when he welcomes us home as well. That for us, we've been forgiven, our identity has been restored, and our shame and guilt has been broken off. And so as we look to become a people that welcomes others, let's look at the Father's response as a way to welcoming others. Let's pray. So Father, we thank you for your word this morning, that you welcomed us, that we were all dirty in our rags, in our sin, and you welcomed us, and you embraced us, and you restored us, and you welcomed us home. And so, Father, I pray in the same spirit that we have been welcomed, forgiven, and restored, that we will walk in the same way, welcoming others, walking in the process of restoration that you are doing in their lives, to see the shame and guilt broken off as well. So, Father, help us as we become a people that welcome others in terms of their worth and in terms of their belonging, that they belong here. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Flowing from the
Father, we thank you for your word this morning as we get a picture of who you are as a father, that you ran to each and every one of us as we came to you broken, wounded, hurt, and in our sin. And you ran to us and you embraced us with your compassion and you restored us as sons and daughters, that you made us new and all our shame and guilt was broken off. So Father, we just pray that in the same way we may welcome others as well, in the same way that you have welcomed us, that we would be compassionate, that when people come with their brokenness and their woundedness and their hurt, that we would see them in through your eyes of compassion and walk with them in their journey of restoration and reconciliation with you. So Father, we thank you and we just pray that, yeah, that we would just be a welcoming people wherever we go. So Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's move into a time of community prayer. Thank you. right. Good morning, everyone. Let's start off with prayer requests. Does anyone have any prayer requests for this week? Anything they're facing or coming up with, just personal life? Feel free to share. We can.